I shall sit here till tomorrow or next day, maybe. The footman continued in the same tone, exactly as if nothing had happened. Are you to get in at all? That's the first question, you know. I shall sit here on and off for days and days.
What am I to do?
Anything you like, said the footman, and began whistling. Alice opened the door and went in. The door led right into a large kitchen, which was full of smoke from one end to the other. The Duchess was sitting on a three-legged stool in the middle, nursing a baby. The cook was leaning over the fire, stirring a large cauldron which seemed to be full of soup.
There's certainly too much pepper in that soup.
There was certainly too much of it in the air. Even the Duchess sneezed occasionally, and as for the baby, it was sneezing and howling alternately without a moment's pause. The only two creatures in the kitchen that did not sneeze were the cook and a large cat, which was lying on the hearth and grinning from ear to ear. It was impossible to say which, and they went on for some while in silence. Suddenly it grunted again so violently that she looked down into its face in some alarm. This time there could be no mistake about it. It was neither more nor less than a pig. And she felt that it would be quite absurd for her to carry it any further. So she set the little creature down and felt quite relieved to see it trot away quietly into the wood.
Dreadfully ugly child, but it makes rather a handsome pig, I think.
And she began thinking over other children she knew who might do very well as pigs, when she was a little startled by seeing the Cheshire cat sitting on a bough of a tree a few yards off. The cat only grinned when it saw Alice. It looked good-natured, she thought. Still, it had very long claws and a great many teeth, so she felt that it ought to be treated with respect.